Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hi. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Joy of Business show on Om Times Radio. I am Brett Rockmore.
And I am Sylvia Fuentes. Oh, yes. I am so happy Fuentes. You're on here. Yes.
Thanks. And Sylvia Fuentes is on here. She's amazing. She's been on here before. Yeah, this is so fun.
So I just love it. I love the ease and the speed of creation, which, you know, the tools of Joy of Business, Access Consciousness has contributed to my life. So Brett and I were actually at the Joy of Business Certified Facilitator Training not too long ago when, you know, just having the awareness of certain people and the joy and the ease of creating with. And so Brett popped, I asked him, and here we are.
Yeah, and Sylvia is, for those of you who are listening who don't know Sylvia Fuentes, she is amazing. She is a Joy Business Certified Facilitator and Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, and she travels all over the world putting on these different classes. And I've seen her inspire so many people and change so many people's lives just by, you know, walking through the world with her awareness, with her tools, with her questions, and just by who she be. So it's really my pleasure to be on here with you, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you, Brett. And this is really amazing, Brett, because you, for me, inspire me to be me. And it's like that space to be in my own knowing. You're such a gift in that when you're willing to ask questions of whatever I'm asking you about, but you're always asking me questions, and also what we call wedging. When you like kind of say something and it leaves it in your world with like, what was that? What did he mean? So I so love that. You are one of the people in my life that do that quite frequently and enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so fun because you're one of the rare people in that I know who I can say something to that nobody else would actually be willing to hear or be willing to go there. And that's part of your courage and your tenacity and your vulnerability with you, that I can pretty much say anything to you, point out anything to you, and you're not looking to just be right. You're willing to look at a different possibility and go, wait a second, what do you mean by that? And if I'm saying something that's totally off track, you're like, that's not true for me. Okay, cool, great.
And I love that. And so, you know, this topic that we have for this radio show, what other people think is none of your business. I so love it, because this space to actually be us, to be in our own knowing, it really does mean up against what other people think of you, what other people think is right, what is the logical thing to do. So that space. So what is this topic for you, Brett?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, what other people think is none of your business. Yeah. For me, I mean, I don't know about any of you guys out there, but for a long time, I've stopped myself from what I've put out in the world based on what other people might think of me. Like for me, I'm actually one of the leads on Access Consciousness's new TV channel called ACTV. And it's a comedy channel. And for a long time, I would stop myself from doing things that were funny because I thought, okay, well, this isn't professional enough, or this isn't clear enough, or this isn't like somber enough, or this isn't something enough. So, yeah. So actually having starting this TV channel, we had a meeting with Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access, And he said he basically wants it to be a conscious comedy channel. He wants it to be bizarre. He wants it to be random. He wants it to be weird and wacky. And for me, I'm like, oh, my gosh, finally I got permission to be as funny, to be as weird and as wacky as I am with stuff and put it out into the world.
And I love it, Brett, because there's so many people and the points of views on this planet is that, you know, if it has to do with consciousness or change, that it should be serious, it should be clear and concise. And yet this invitation to actually have the joy and see the humor of the insanity of this reality. So I'm looking forward to that, the TV channel. I believe you guys kind of launched part of it already. Is that true?
Well, by the time this is out, definitely yes. From the time we're recording this, it's going to be launching in about like 5 or so days. So, yeah, it should be out there. You can check it out at theac.tv, and it should be up there by now.
Exciting. And so that space, I mean, one of the things that's been such a gift for me is to have people like Gary Douglas, Dr. Dane, and, you know, other people like yourself to constantly be this invitation to be in the question, what's true for you? Because this whole thing about caring or what other people think of you, I mean, I remember from a very young age, right? Like how we're entrained to, oh, someone like that. They were happy with me when I did this. I should do that more.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't do that. They're going to judge me. They're going to, you know, laugh at me. And all these, like you meet up against so many different situations when you start to kind of form what you think you should be, which there comes a point where it's like, okay, this isn't fun anymore. And, you know, one of my very first classes in Access Consciousness Live with Gary Douglas, I was on the front row and I just couldn't believe what was in front of me. I mean, his energy and space and humor and the things he would say. And I was like, oh, my God, you can say that. That's okay. Like, what? And he, at a break, looked at me and goes, and you stop having so much fun, like in a real serious voice. And I turned around. And I was like, oh, I didn't even realize I was having fun. I'm like, oh, I'm having fun. I had no idea. So, exactly. So this invitation that, you know, sometimes we don't actually see what we be or what's actually there. And so that, you know, that invitation of like, if you actually don't worry about what other people think, like it's none of your business, how much more would your life and business grow? Because more of the same and the normal, it's like, okay, we've seen it, we've heard it. But, I mean, yeah, for me, that's the joy of this radio show and a lot of the things and the telecall we're about to do that we'll share maybe a little more later. But it's that invitation. It's like, what if, you know, the world is actually waiting for that unique, I don't know, a presence and way of expressing whatever it is that you have. What if people are waiting for that? Like it's never been seen. It's never been heard in that way. And yet we've been hiding it, thinking it's a wrongness. Like what if now is the time to show and be all of you?
Yeah, exactly. And when you're willing to be that sense of humor that you are, the things that make you, the things that actually bring you joy in business, that's when you actually connect with the other people who have a sense of humor, who are funny, who are as perverse and different as you are, that's when you actually connect with them by being that difference that you are. And they go, oh, my gosh, I can be that. Like when Sylvia first met Gary Douglas, oh, my gosh, I can be that. I can say that, and it's okay.
Yeah. And that, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just going to add Dr. Dane, too. Like when I heard and saw him facilitate in class, live, I thought, oh my gosh, he's being weird, wacky. He's jumping all over the place. Like, you know, and yet there was no judgment in his world about it. That at a break, I went up to him and I just said, thank you. I did not know that was okay. And yet successful facilitator, incredible change agent around the world. And yet when he has that allowance for him, it invites me each and every time to weigh more.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you are actually stopping yourself based on what other people will think of you, then what you're doing is you're actually squashing that contribution that you would naturally be in the world.
Yeah, I was just amazing. I was kind of having looking back at some of the things that I've created that have shown up with ease that haven't quite made sense. But I remember when I first stepped out of my full-time job and I created a business, a parenting and tutoring business with kids, parenting, coaching, and tutoring with kids. But I remember there were people in my life like, oh, do you have a website? Like, when, you know, you need a business plan. You need a website. You need business cards. And there was just a funky energy for me. I couldn't explain it at the time, but it was like, oh, that just seemed like torturous. And yet I had a waiting list of people. Like, I would run into people and they'd ask me what I was up to. And, you know, they'd get my number and then they would tell someone else that I literally had a waiting list. So it's like, oh, maybe it's not actually true that you need those elements. Now, at some point in business, maybe they'll enhance and expand, you know, the reach of your business to, yeah, you know, receive and connect with more people. But it also, it wasn't until later I acknowledged that I didn't let it stop me, that I jumped and was like, oh, okay. And for me, my biggest joy was actually connecting with the kids and the parents and creating the change. And so it's like that sense, if I would have listened to other people, I would have never launched it. I would have never done it. And that wouldn't have been out in the world because I would have been in my head trying to get the perfect business plan, the website or the business cards. It's just like, so it's like, how many lies have we bought of what it actually takes to create our life, our business, that may not actually be required?
Yeah. And how many of you out there have created that perfect business in your head that should work? I've never done that. Probably have, like, I'm like a fake $1 trillion businessman, because all the successful businesses that I have in my head that are like $1 billion companies, I've got like thousands of them. So that's me now, a fake trillionaire.
I love it. And that's the gift too. I mean, like, you know, so many of us have these generative ideas, and, you know, one of the gifts of knowing that you have this capacity to, you know, have these ideas pop. And it's like those moments where maybe you write them down. I mean, I remember that gift of going, what if you had a little notebook or your phone and start writing those ideas down and ask now or later. Is it require more information? Who can you speak to with about that idea? But that sense of like, there's quote unquote that sense of overwhelm because my ideas run crazy. I can generate tons of things. It's one of the things that's actually fun for me, like speaking to people and I hear them speak and it's like, oh, that, well, what about that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you have an amazing extrapolative capacity. And I've seen you do that so many times where someone will say something. It doesn't even have to be about you or your business. And they just say it and you go, ooh, that. Oh, I'm going to take that.
Exactly. So we're going to jump into our first break. And after our break, we'll share a little more about what it is to not worry about what other people think of you.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
All right. So, hey, Sylvia.
Yes.
Are you there?
I
am. Great. So I have a question for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I just thought we might as well just dive right in with some juicy tidbits. So with Joy of Business, one of the questions that we show people, that we tell people about, that we actually live, is what can I be and do today that I have never been and done before? So so Sylvia, what was something that you weren't willing to be, and you knew you weren't willing to be it because you were worried about what other people would think of you, but then you chose to step in and be it, and it changed everything? What is something like that that you...
Oh, wow.
There's actually to be, but now are.
A rich bitch.
A rich bitch? Oh, my gosh. I thought I was kidding when I said we were getting juicy.
Not sure if I can actually say that. It'll be muted. But, I mean, I'm just looking, you know, I shared about that program that I had with kids and parents. And I remember I had someone I was working with, and they were inviting me to charge twice as much from what I was willing to actually charge. I didn't have the access tools at the time, but that was just too much. It was one, either the judgment, but I also get is valuing what I was offering, like really seeing the unique product and service that I was offering to families and kids and schools. So really that sense of being like, who do you think you are in offering this? And this should be a cheaper service and making a difference. And because so much that comes up for people. So the willingness to, that sense of that relationship with money. So that's one.
And be the rich bee.
Yes, the rich bee.
I want to ask you more about the rich bee for a minute here. We gotta unpack that some more for these people. So basically, where did you notice that you were holding yourself back by not being willing to be a rich peep?
Yes, it was like being an authority in a field that, quote unquote, I didn't have maybe the license or certification. And yet I knew a lot about working with kids. I was an elementary school teacher. I also, you know, had different tools in working with parents. I later added access consciousness and, you know, access bars and... So I really had this wealth of tools that I could offer families and kids. And then I'd tie in to the school. So it was really kind of being willing to be seen as the authority and lead. And then, you know, it's interesting, this whole concept of money, you know, in my own family and people around, that there's a certain price where you think might be too much either for the people you're working with. And I didn't realize how much judgment there was in me and me of other people, and where I was limiting not only what I could generate and create, but also other people. I remember that one of the first moments where because one of the things I said is like, okay, well, I'm comfortable to charge this amount of money, and people were paying 6 months full. Like a lot of people were writing me checks for 6 months worth of, you know, work with their kid and with them. And I was always blown away. I was like, what? Like, you know, and after a couple of times, I remember my son would go, or my ex-husband, he would say, because you keep sounding like you're surprised. You get that's just common for you now. I'm like, oh, okay. But the other thing is, one of the things I said to like build up the courage to charge what I was charging was, okay, after I like fill up my schedule, I'll give 5 scholarships. Like somewhere I still needed to validate that I wasn't on, that I was excluding the people that couldn't afford the program. So then I did. I gave a really, really minimal cost to this family. The girl would come see me, and there was one day the father drove up to drop her off in this huge brand new Hummer. For those of you in different parts of the world, I don't know if you're familiar with the Hummer, but it is a big, not cheap vehicle. And that's where I got, it's like, wow, these money conversations that we have are just invented and they're lies. Like when there is something you're willing to choose, you will create for that. And creating for it, whatever amount that is, you end up changing your own reality, knowing that you can create more and greater. So, yeah.
So was this a girl that you gave like the discounted like scholarship rate to, and her dad pulls up with a Hummer?
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. So Sylvia, what's changed for you? Like, what has it been like now to be willing to be a rich beep?
Well, now it's so funny. I do travel the world. I mean, I can easily be in 3 different continents in 1 month, and it's not, it's nothing uncommon for me. And yet, people started to say something like, wow, Sylvia, like you're traveling. It's like my response to many people was like, well, yeah, the world actually isn't as big as we think, and it's not as expensive to travel as many people think. And then I had to take a moment to go, oh, wait. Actually, I do have a different financial reality, because the money might not all be there at one time to, quote, choose what I'm looking to choose, but the choice invites me to create, and it invites for all the contribution from the whole universe to come in. So I'm not stopped by the conversation of money or what's required to make certain things happen. And that was very different. And I get this part that we're talking about, like, what if what other people think is none of your business? I was actually living from other people's points of views about money, my family, my ex-husband. And when I actually allow myself to have my reality, the possibilities are endless.
Wow. Yeah, and that's another thing too, that what you said just reminded me, that whatever it is that we're not willing to be is what actually controls us. So if you're not willing to be a rich beep, for example, you get to be controlled by money.
Mm-hmm.
When you're willing to step into being the rich beep you truly be, then then money doesn't control you anymore. It's just a choice, and it's just an energy and a willingness that you have to be. It's like what people talk about with confidence. I don't see confidence as anything other than somebody just being willing to be who they are, or willing to be something that other people are not willing to be, and not back down, not have a doubt about it. And when you're willing to do and be that and still be and have a question about what's possible, the whole world is yours.
Yes, 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 yes. So, Brett, what can you share with us? What, you know, are you now willing to be that you weren't willing to be before that has changed your life, your business?
Yeah, for me, it's definitely being an asshole.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, I should have said a-hole. I don't know. I don't think you can curse on this thing. There, you must not be able to curse. Otherwise, we wouldn't be cursing. If it was allowed, we'd just not.
Exactly. So an a-hole. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, an a-hole. Okay. So before, oh my gosh. As once again, Gary Douglas, one of both of our favorite people, the first big class I went to of his, it wasn't until years later, also known as like a couple of months ago, that he told me, he said, when you first came to Access, you were such a dweeb. And it's not far from the truth. I mean, by that point, I was in my mid-20s, And I had spent pretty much my whole life trying not to be too much, trying not to be an asshole, trying to be, you know, a kind, gentle man. And the thing, and that's, it's great to be all those, but if you're also stopping yourself from being an a-hole or being seen as an a-hole by people, then you actually will, that's what you let control you. The a-holes of the world get to control you.
And you know what I also get, Brett, because I've seen you be present in different ways and conversations, but it's almost like when you're willing to have and be what it is that you know, that can, for many people, be interpreted as being an a-hole.
Yep.
Like, well, why are you not, like, you know, changing your point of view to match mine? And why are you not doing what I want you to do? Like, you know, you're being an a-hole.
Right.
It's like, no.
Yeah, why are you challenging my reality? Why are you blah, blah, blah? And whenever someone gets angry at you, this is for in business and any area in your life, the only thing, do you know what they're looking to get when they're doing anger?
What?
Control. That's it. A number one, people do anger to try to control you into not being something that they are not comfortable with you being.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. I just had a recent encounter with a brother-in-law and I so get that energy because he was firing at me and I was too relaxed and not stressed. And somehow, you know, money was making my life a little too easy. And yeah, I can get, he's not willing to have that. Wow.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to someone who has a lot of people maybe in their lives and their business that come at them with this anger, or look to trigger them? How, what can they be, do or say that may change that? So they're not at the effect of it.
That's funny. The number one tool I would say is like lower any barriers that you have and any need to be right. Anywhere where you have a need to be right by somebody else or that someone comes at you with a point of view and you have to prove that your point of view is right and that you're correct and that you, what's going on for you is what's true, that always backfires because that actually gives people the walls that they can push against to maintain that distance that they're looking to create in the first place. So as long as you're trying to be right, it's like it gives the place where you can have the tug of war. It's like they're pulling on one end of the rope, you're pulling on the other, and you guys are having a great old time doing tug of war.
And we'll be back with more of that.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting
so we come back
with
on
the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So we come back onto the scene in the midst of this intense tug-of-war battle. On one side, somebody who has decided that they are right and this person that is on the other side is wrong. The other person holds on tightly to that piece of rope saying, no, you are wrong and I am indeed right. How is this going to change? How is this stalemate going to be broken? Well, one of the two people decided to listen to this here radio show, and they got the tool that I'm about to say.
Yes.
The second person looks at the first person and goes, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. You're right. I'm wrong. Let's go their side of the rope. The other person kind of like launches back a little bit and goes, what the hell just happened? No, you're definitely wrong. And the second person goes, well, that's true. I am totally wrong. You're right. That's what's going on. And the first person goes, but you're just still totally wrong. You're totally wrong. I am still right. And the other person goes, yeah, I know. Isn't that great? You're right. And I'm wrong. And the guy goes, the first guy looks puzzled and goes, well, you're not wrong. You're just mistaken.
And they go off into the sunset.
Exactly. And they go off to the sunset. The tug of war is over.
I love it, Brett. Thank you so much. Because I literally, as you were speaking, my whole body was adjusting to the different energies. Like I was hunched over. And then when you said, it was just really interesting physically how that also creates this change of where we're not actually fighting in this tug of war of being right and wrong. And you know what? I'm still becoming aware of the places that I'm fighting, being right or being wrong and being right that I'm wrong or, you know, all of that. It's the word insidious, but it's just so buried in deep of this that the value we have is when we're right. It's like, wow, like this, you know, you mentioned it kind of briefly before we broke also about dropping our barriers. And for those people that haven't heard of Access Consciousness, and even those that have, I mean, this is still an exercise that can create so much space and lightness where you do drop those. They're almost like for some of us, it's like those walls that we've built all our lives to protect ourselves, to be right, to defend our point of view, our beliefs, our all of that, that keeps us not only separated with other people, but ourselves as well. And for me, that's been such a joy to discover, like, oh, I actually change so much in my own world, other people's world, when I'm walking and being barriers down.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Jack, because when you don't have a barrier to anyone or anything, it can be totally confronting to people, and it can also at the same time be totally freeing, because we're taught from the time that we're young who we're supposed to receive from, who we're not supposed to receive from, what is possible with this person, what's not possible with this other person. And that's where we come back to business too, because how many people have you decided will not be involved or engaged by what you have to offer?
Right.
And when you have that idea, when you come to that decision, you don't actually create a future where you're including those people. So you're limited on who can buy your product, who can engage, who can share your posts on social media. And the judgments that we have of people, it creates an energy, and people are aware of that. Like, have you ever walked into a store that was like had a totally different vibe from what you, like how you normally present yourself, and you feel uncomfortable? You're like, you kind of get this energy of like, well, I'm definitely not welcome here.
Mm-hmm.
we create that with our, it's not just retail stores that, that have that. If you have an online business and you're creating it in a certain way where you're judging who or what can come to it, then when people who don't match that show up on your website, they go, oh, this website isn't for me.
Wow. Can you say more about that? Because it's like, what's the practical parts to that? Because one is beginning to notice, like, our judgments or the separation we have with certain people. Maybe it's, you know, I don't know, certain people from a certain country or people that with heavy accents or their size or where, you know, how they dress, whatever. And you talked about having, like, if you have an online business and the way you're, yeah, can you just say more about that, Brett? Like, what are the practical parts to that?
Yeah, for instance, if you have a judgment about rich people,
mm-hmm.
or rich bees, and they go to your, and you're creating your website just as it is without an inclusion of the rich bees of the world energetically, then if a rich bee finds your website and she's looking for exactly what, well, or he, because rich bees are also guys as well. so if they go to your website, you have on offer exactly what they're looking for, but they're energetically not included because of your judgment of them. And they go, this website's not for me. I'll look somewhere else.
So
or this product or service isn't for me. I'll look somewhere else.
So the part, like where you said, we're energetically, so it's really almost this moment where I was like, wow, what am I actually not willing to receive? And who am I not willing to receive to begin to actually have a sense of where we're limiting, you know, our money flows, our business, and also the other things. And I
yeah,
love it.
Sorry.
No.
I have a tool for what you were just talking about. I actually did this exercise a couple of years ago, and it really changed the way I see things. I went to a department store, and I went in, and I looked at all the different items that I didn't like in there, all of them. And then I just asked, like, I forced myself to get over my judgments of those items, that they're tasteless, that they're tacky, that I wouldn't have it in my house. And I actually started looking at, okay, so who would be the kind of person who would buy this? Like, who would buy this? Who is interested in this item? And I did that for hundreds of items in the store. I probably seemed like the craziest person ever, just very intently looking at every item in the store. But what that did, it started to change my point of view from there is a right way to live your life or right objects to have in your house or right products to, okay, who could this product actually benefit? That isn't me.
Right. Yes. And I love that, you know, there's also another exercise for those of people that are going, well, I'm not sure, you know, where to begin. And so this one that Brett is offering, and also, you know, just get a piece of paper out, your phone, and just write maybe 10 judgments you know that you have about something or someone or yourself. And then just begin to also ask yourself, is that true? Or where did I buy that from? Because this whole thing about the rich bee is that I remember, you know, my family and my ex-husband and their judgments. And I remember there was one time this Mercedes driving in the freeway, and it was just kind of owning the road. Like, you know, it was just kind of doing what it wanted to do. And he was so pissed. And I remember joking. It's like, oh, well, duh, they own a Mercedes. They can do whatever they want. Like, there was just, you know, in my world at that time, it was just this, it was a joke. And yet I was actually aware of his judgment and playing with that judgment, you know, and I didn't quite know. I now own a Mercedes. So it's like the willingness to be that person or whatever the judgments come. But yeah, like how many people have this point of view that's, you know, awful, that's ugly, that's not, you know, and yet we've been buying it all our lives as our point of view. So the gift of beginning to be in the question, is this true for me? And being an allowance of other people having their point of view, but not knowing that you actually, you know, it's none of your business kind of what they think. It's just what's true for you. And you might not have to announce it in the world, fight people about it, but just having more clarity of what is true for you.
Exactly. And that's where the you're right, I'm wrong. The willingness to say you're right, and I'm wrong comes in, because if you're predicating your whole life on being right in other people's eyes, you have to limit who you're willing to be, because there's a lot of things that people will think are not right, that are definitely wrong, that are just natural to you and what's actually fun. And I mean, for a lot of people, like if you're successful, a lot of people see you as wrong, that you shouldn't have this success, or that, like, why can't I have it?
Yes.
We have to be willing to be wrong.
And it's funny, because on the first commercial, something that stood out for me was something that was said, and it said, what if you can create money like no one else can?
Yeah.
And what if you can create business like no one else can? And yet we're taught to look outside of ourselves for how other people do it. I mean, yes, it's exciting to be inspired by people, but what if we could also begin to go, wow, what is it that I know? I mean, one of the things I did not acknowledge or even see, it was always seen as a wrongness, was the ease and the joy that I have with creation. Like, it's not hard and significant. It's like, you know, oh, there, and it, there is. I have a lightness of it, and still, it's like, what else is available? What else do I know? So that invitation for all of us to continue to ask, what else do I know? And how do I create? How do I do business? And the invitation of Joy of Business is that, like, what if business could be fun? And that is so, like, different than what actually I resisted business for the same reason. It was like, I'm not doing business. But it was because I was looking at business from this reality or what I had seen. It's like, oh, you mean I wake up and I'm already in business? Like, this sense, I'm all like, then damn, I'm successful. That big aha. It's like, oh, wow, I actually enjoy my living. I actually, you know, ask questions and I, you know, create and keep moving forward. And I know I have choice. It's like, oh, and money follows joy, which is another incredible part that many of us overlook or don't take serious. Like, we don't believe it.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure banging my head against this wall is going to work.
Exactly.
Oh, there's a slide next door that'll get me where I'm going faster, and it will be a lot more fun. Nope, this head is going against this wall at least a billion more times.
Until I get it
right.
No way,
that looks too easy. Yeah.
So actually, that is part of what you and I actually know, and that I get is fun for us, is that sense of creating outside of what most people think is the appropriate or right way to do it.
Like, and cursing on the radio program.
And what do you mean you don't know exactly how you're going to do it, and you're choosing to say yes to this project? We'll share a little more about our upcoming telecom that has a lot more to do with creating outside of what people think is normal and correct.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Well, here we are at our last segment of this radio show. Brett, thank you so much. I mean, the humor and just with the way you started last time, I loved it. And and this ease of creation outside of what people think and the joy of business. And I mean, that's something you mentioned that you have done probably a couple and several times, is created something where it either seemed impossible or you didn't have the credentials. Can you say something about that, where you've chosen way more?
Totally. I think my whole life I've created beyond the credentials you're supposed to have for something. I mean, for example, for PR stuff, like public relations stuff, sometimes I just like to dabble in just about everything. And I've sent out some stuff for PR, and it'll get like accepted out of nowhere. It's like the first thing I try. And then, or like I'll, one time I emailed this amazing author, L.E. Modesit, who's really great. He's one of my favorite authors. I just emailed him. I found his email address on his website, and I emailed him and got him, got my friend Katerina Lawton an interview with him on her podcast, which was really fun.
And yet, quote unquote, you are not certified as a PR person.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm not certified as a PR person. And I've learned from the last like 8 years of my life that if you just go for something, it's kind of like what Richard Branson says. Like, if someone asks you something, you just say yes and then figure out how you're going to do it later, like as you do it. But this is like me coming up with an idea and then me going for it, even though I don't know how it's going to show up.
Yes, and that's actually seen by so many people as a wrongness. Like, you should have your plan, you should have your steps, and like how. And yet, I have stories like that in my world as well, where I've chosen things and then it's like, oh, okay, what's required now? And then knowing, like trusting myself more now than ever, that I will figure the details out or choose and talk to people and make it happen. So that's super, super awesome to know that. There was a moment I was going to share something and I just lost it. But it was something about that, about, you know, creating without credentials. One of the stories that I have and that I look forward to exploring more on this telecall that we're having in October, Brett. But there was one moment where actually someone saw something that I didn't realize that there could be people out in the world that could possibly see the greatness in you and the gift of you and your knowing. So I went to work for a wine company, and the lady that hired me, I didn't have the credentials. She hired me, and I had done some consulting with them. And she goes, Sylvia, what you have, I cannot train. Everything else I can train you on. Come work for us. I thought, well, damn. And so I did. And I asked questions and what was going to create the most. But there was a lot that I learned on the job that I actually didn't know that has contributed to some of the other future choices that I've chosen and things that I'm doing now. But it's like, wow, like the gift of actually knowing and valuing the being of someone, like what they be, that you know will create the most. And so that sense of like, when you trust your knowing, like for me, when you were talking about that story and sending those things off, for me, it seems to be, oh, well, that would be fun. Like that would be like, there's this energy, like, oh, okay. And there's no point of view, not attached to the result. And it's like, all right, let's check it out. And the gift of just that choice and that jump off the cliff and then, all right, okay, didn't work so well, or what else can I try? You know, that willingness to let go, choose again, and that fun. I do look forward to having people join us on our call. So do you want to give them the title, Brett? have our telecom?
Yeah, it is unqualified and underprepared.
Yes, creating success beyond credentials.
Creating success beyond credentials, yeah.
Because it really is. I mean, I ended up in that job over 3 years. That was given a raise twice. Sylvia, I think we're going to give you a raise. I'm like, okay. And then they wanted to move me to manager. And it's like, well, you know, but the title for me wasn't relevant. No, title's important. Okay. It was just, so it was the gift of that. And so how many people have possibilities and choices in front of them, around them, that they're not willing to see or choose because they don't think they're qualified or prepared for that?
I can't be a public speaker because I'm not qualified. I haven't gone to the public speaking school and the Toastmasters and all this other stuff. So that's it. I'm just going to stop right there.
Yep.
Not even going to take a step forward because I'm not qualified yet.
Wow. And how many people have made it so significant that they refuse to get a no?
You got to be willing to get no's.
Oh, yeah. I remember, actually, that was the story that had come up. I was in starting the university, and I had a girlfriend and I, we were, you know, getting different scholarships and applying for them. And there was this one scholarship. It was a journalist. I mean, I don't really consider myself a journalist by far. And yet it was like, all right, I'll apply. And she wouldn't apply. She said, no, other people need the money more. And I was like, let them choose. Like, you know, I hear about so many different scholarship programs where there's not enough applications that the money sits there and no one receives it. And so she didn't apply. I applied and I received over $1,000. And I remember then the little flyer came in the following year about applying again. And I read, it's so funny, what stood out was the fine print. It's a brand new committee that reviews the scholarship letters or the letters that we turn in. And I thought, oh, okay. So I changed maybe three words, and I submitted it again and got more money the second time. But that, exactly, the wrongness of that for many people. But yet it's like, you know, I went to college. I consider myself someone that contributes to the world. But even if I wasn't, it's just like how many people stop and aren't actually receiving what's around them. So
yeah, I talked to a lot of people who are like, I'd love to get into art, but I haven't gone to art school, so I'm not going to start.
Yes.
Like, what? Yeah, I do art all the time. I'm not even a great drawer person. But I do art every day now as part of the media company I started and doing the ACTV, which I learned how to do animation and creating cartoons and like digital illustration and stuff like that. And am I qualified to do that? No, I just started.
Oh, that. Yes.
Yeah. Am I qualified to run a TV station? Nope, just started.
Nope. I love it. And how much have you inspired other people to actually choose things where they haven't been willing to choose because they don't have it figured out or, you know, all the credentials, which, I mean, like, wow, we're truly going to create a world way beyond what we can imagine with more possibilities. And yeah, it's like, what if it's time to wake up what it is that we know, what we know that's joyful for us, that has an energy of possibilities with it. So I'm signed up for way more of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So do you know how much longer we have on this thing? It seems like that was like a really great end.
And I think we are at an end. And we usually hear music here at the end, and we're not now. But I will just finish up, maybe wrapping up. Maybe it's just so good, it doesn't want to turn us off.
Exactly. It doesn't want to turn us off. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And who knows, you might end up hearing more of us at this moment if this thing doesn't end. So
and thank you. Yeah, thank you, Brett, for definitely being the joy and out of the normal box and creating a reality and a business that's without perhaps all the credentials that many people think you should have.
Yeah, thank you, because we need more things that are not normal, because normal is boring,
very boring. So what if you could have joy, creativity, and lots of fun in everything that you're choosing in your life, everyone. So thank you for listening.